This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
We'll call up, up and away, 7 after the hour. How do you do? Let's make the best of this Wednesday, the 24th of May. I'm Doug Steffen here at my personal best, along with Jennifer Horn, who's at her personal best, and Victoria Keevan is at her personal best. Kara Schillen is thankful for a job, and she's at her personal
best. Oh.
We all have to be. All right, so Jennifer, what are you most thankful for today?
I'm most thankful for sitting here with you guys today.
Are you really? That's sweet. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, and we feel likewise. All right, Victoria, what about you? What are you most thankful for today?
Oh, Jen took my answer.
Cop out. All right. No, did she really take your answer? Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in this moment, I mean, if I'm going to be, you know, awake at this time of the day, might as well be with people I enjoy.
All right, that's good. Nice. And for people enjoy you as well as we enjoy you. All right, Kara, so you're in the spotlight now. What are you most thankful for?
Well, you've already told everyone what I'm most thankful for, a job, right? And my bed. I'm thankful for my bed.
Really?
Which I can't wait to go back and see later today. Later today. I'm glad to be here for now.
All right, so then that's an easy lead into the discussion that we have daily about parachute home sheets and bedding and things. Might as well take advantage if you get an in. How about that for an intro? How about that for an opening? What better way is there for us to get a focus or a concentration on something that is near and dear to all of our hearts? When I say all of our hearts, I do mean Jennifer, I do mean Victoria, I do mean Kara, but I mostly mean you. I've heard from a lot of people, this was an interesting experiment on the part of Parachute Home, because they'd never advertised on the radio before, and it's a new company that has a new idea. So they came to me and said, let's see if we can sell some of these things. I mean, that's really what we're, in order for me to present you this program every day, got to have sponsorship, unless you all want to send me, you know, what we could do, because we have all the various programs, I do 3 to 4 million people a week listen to the program. So if everybody sent me a buck a week, wow, maybe we should do that. What do you think? Yeah, we'll have a begathon. We're going to cancel all the money in the Trump budget. Corporation for Public, for Public Broadcasting is zeroed out, so they ain't going to get more money. So they'll be upping their begathon. People will be used to sending a buck a week. After all, think about it. The $250 that you spend to buy one of those CDs that you watch or whatever it is, the average corporate sponsorship from the individuals who watch and support PBS is between $150 and $250 a year. Now, think about that. I'm digressing for a second, but just think about it for a minute. How many millions of dollars come from people who are watching these begathons, watching these shows, they love the music or whatever else is being presented, and they kick in? Do you realize how big the budget is for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting? It's in the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. So if we just had Jennifer, we could run CRN, too, on this. If everybody
let's crowdfund. I'm
kicked
ready.
In a buck a week, yeah, let's start a crowdfund. What a great idea. All right. So we'll take advantage of that after I tell you about parachute beds. They don't sell beds. They sell sheets for beds, all sizes.
How did you digress?
Right, that's the heck. Might as well digress a little bit. Parachute bedding is all natural. That's why it feels so cozy when you run yourself around the sheets. Last night was a restless night. Every once in a while I have a restless night, and I kick everything off, and then I just grab the parachute sheets and pull them around me. And there's a comfort. You start thinking about stuff. You know, when you have a business of your own, you wake up and you think, okay, how am I going to do this today? Or what are we going to do this week? Or how, blah. You know, and so you need some comfort, and your mind then if you're able to do what fortunately I've trained myself to do, you put your mind at ease. And one of the ways of doing it is to just wrap yourself around this cozy sheet that you're in or on. And then the pillowcases, it's just a wonderful feeling, a great feeling. The sheets are crafted in Europe. That's where the world's best factories and materials are. And so you get these bedding sets with pillowcases, sheets, duvet covers, softest, most comfortable sheets that you have ever, ever slept on. Jennifer gives me a thumbs up on that. Kara gives me a thumbs up on that. Victoria gives me a thumbs up on that. So you can give us a thumbs up. After, you know what we should do is invite people. Send, if you will, Twitter at DJV Show or at Jennifer Horn or at On Air Victoria or at C. Shillen or at Doug Steffen. Or maybe post it on Facebook what your experience has been with your parachute bedding. You listen to us tell the story. You've gone there and you bought it. And so now tell us your comfort level. Tell us your experience. Tell us what you think. Just send us a note that says what in the last, I think we've been, what, about 6 months on this? There have been, in the time we've been doing this, there have been 2,000 items given to Habitat for Humanity. So if you don't like the sheets, you can send them back and get new ones, and they send your sheets to Habitat for Humanity. Very conscious group of people. And I heard from more people when we were talking about this for Mother's Day, what a great, great way to say hi to your mom, the number of people who got these sheets from Parachute Home Bedding. ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Get your free shipping and returns when you want to send them back, if you want to send them back. ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
14 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. So in the last 24 hours, the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester has captured a lot of people's attention, a lot of stories, a lot of comments on social media about that. I don't know that there's anything else to say about it. Ariana Grande is back in Florida in her home. Has to be traumatized by this. The people who are there have to be traumatized. But what more can you say? This is the worst thing that's happened in England for a long, long time. And it really has put everybody on, everybody's kind of off a little bit. Do you know what I mean about this?
Yeah.
Were there two people involved? Look to me, the last time I sort of went through this, looked like they grabbed a couple of people that may have been involved with this guy. How did they
arrested a couple of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did they find out, because the guy blew himself to smithereens, was it through the scanners, was it through the cameras? Is
I'm
that
sure
how they
that,
identified
I'm,
this
I'm
guy?
I'm not positive, but I'm sure that they must have cameras in the entryway and around the area that they could have seen pictures of him with.
So is there a connection?
They knew who he was right away, which was, I think that's interesting how quickly they know. And then they study the bomb, and if the bomb is crudely put together, then they know that it was probably him that built it. But if it was more advanced, or if they used chlorine, or I think there was a rumor that they dipped some of the nuts and bolts and nails and stuff.
Yeah, I think that there were chemicals
in rat poison
involved, yeah.
Right.
Which means that there were
probably someone helping him.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so ISIS, Daesh, took credit for this. Whether they did it or they didn't do it, they're happy to take credit for it one way or another. But, you just think about these crazy people and what it means to all of us. It's distressing, and it can bug and ruin a day or two or three, depending on your involvement. You're at a distance, you think about it, and then you think, well, how am I exposed? How are you exposed? What do you do with your day? And do you live? It's that sort of thing that makes people crazy and starts more, you know, the helicopter parenting thing, and parents who now think they have to have their children have to have a cell phone so they can check on them every minute for these sorts of things, because it could happen anywhere. But if you live your life like that, you destroy your life, because there is you know, if you're mindful of it, yeah, but we could, you know, these people are ruining your life if you let it get the best of you. And so how do you not let it get the best of you? After you talked about this yesterday here, Jennifer, and on the radio show that you do in Los Angeles, then what'd you do with it for the rest of the day? What'd you do with what you knew?
You just have to move on. I mean, the sad thing is that I had to cover it for 3 hours yesterday, and it's hard. It's hard to move past talking about kids dying. I mean, this is the worst of the worst. These are evil people who are targeting women and children just because they're women and children. It's just, it's icky, but what else can you do? I mean, you can't just lay down inside of your, you know, on your parachute sheets and lock yourself inside. You've got to keep living. I mean, you don't the victims any honor by just stopping what you're doing. That's for sure.
No, Victoria, you have family and stuff. Did you talk to your family about this at all yesterday? Anybody in your family about this?
I talked to my mom about it, and, you know, she had the same reaction that any other mother would have. It's, you know, it's horrific, and she, because she's a mom and I'm not a mom, I'm sure this is the normal reaction. If Jen was heading to the Hollywood Bowl this weekend, her mom might be like, oh, I don't know, be careful. My mom said, oh, I'm so glad you didn't find those U2 tickets the weekend before the wedding, because you never know, there's a bunch of copycat stuff that could happen. And
what's this going to do to concert attendance? I would wonder.
Yeah, I'm...
Yeah, I don't know how it'll do international, but I know Manchester had concert venues open yesterday, and people were going to concerts in Manchester.
Really?
Yeah, and there were thousands of people who gathered out in a vigil yesterday, so I don't think it's stopping them, at least, from gathering and doing things, which, in that situation, I don't think it should stop other people either.
Yeah. Well,
you know, be careful and look out for yourself and look out for your friends, but...
Be alert, and if you see, literally, the New York thing, if you see something, say something, it's... I think that, you know, people are going to have to, it's a reminder to be hyper-vigilant. And in big cities...
People, it's a scare thing. It's just fear-based thinking. And maybe that's the reality. That's the way we have to think.
But you have to be cautious. I mean, I think that there's, you know, I know
what
you say fear-based thinking.
How do you
thinking.
Cautious that?
You have to be alert. You have to be alert. And what do you think? I mean, you for a crazy person wandering around with a backpack.
How do you tell whether there's a crazy person in front of you? I'm surrounded by crazy
In New York,
people.
That gets reported all the time. If there's a backpack sitting around or a briefcase or something that looks a little off, people report it all the time. You have to be hyper-vigilant. That helps.
More than that, because sometimes they do go undetected, especially, you know, in this moment, he was waiting for people to come out of a concert. I mean, that's tough. But I think situational awareness is a huge deal, and it's what a lot of terrorism experts will tell you, and that is when you get into a place, whether it's a restaurant, a movie theater, a shopping mall, wherever it is, you need to just train yourself to automatically
think about what
you're
saying. Think about
your nearest exit is, and that's how you have to think.
That's not about you. I'm just saying in general.
What's wrong with situational awareness? People are such dopes now that we've gotten so arrogant that we think we just assume that there's going to be an element of safety. This could be a fire. This could be anything that happens. When you walk into a place, know how the heck to get out of it. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't guess there's anything wrong with it. It just is when you take personal responsibility for these sorts of things, it just is troubling that we have to live. I mean, you can't do anything about it. You're right.
The world we live in.
Trying to think about how, when I look at that Facebook video of my grandson, what's he growing up in? Teach him to know where he is.
Don't teach him to get off of the phone and look up and be aware and be in the moment.
You can see him look at the airplane in the video that's on Facebook. 21 after the hour.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
So, yesterday, the number one item on social media that concerned me, watch the trends, was the situation in Manchester. Number two on most of the lists that I saw during the day were comments and tributes paid to Roger Moore, who was the fourth James Bond. You don't remember second, and many people think he was the second one, but he wasn't. George Lazenby was the guy who replaced Sean Connery, and that didn't work. So he was in one. And then there was a sort of a comedy with David Niven, the original Casino Royale, which was the original book, by the way. The first book about James Bond was called Casino Royale from Ian Fleming. But Roger Moore took over and really did well. And he was in a lot of other television shows and movies and that sort of stuff. But he sort of defined James Bond in seven different pictures, passed away at the age of 89. And one of the tributes that I saw was from Paul McCartney, who became quite as... Most everybody they read about when they got to know Roger Moore liked him a lot. And so on Twitter, because McCartney's band Wings did the title sequence, all those James Bond movies have the same feel. The music has the same... You notice that? How it all has the same feel to it. And Live and Let Die is certainly a great example of that. McCartney wrote, "More sad news today. Roger was a great man and, of course, a great James Bond who I was lucky enough to work with during the filming of Live and Let Die. He had a heart of gold, a great sense of humor, and will be missed by the many people who loved him." He also expressed sympathy, McCartney did, for what happened. So when he says, "More sad news today," the second bit of sad news was Roger Moore. The first was the Manchester bombing. And he wrote, "Like everybody else, my family and I were shocked to hear about the terrible news from Manchester. All that's left to do is to send heartfelt sympathy to the families of the victims in Ariana Grande, praying that something like this never happens again. Love to everybody." And isn't that sort of is a good postscript to our conversation that we were having about this. You just pray, you're vigilant, you are aware, you pay attention, yes, but you pray it never happens again. So I find those words to be of value, frankly, and that's why I pass them along. So it's interesting that we juxtaposed the Paul McCartney comments to some news from the Michael Jackson estate, because the two of them so disliked each other. I think I've told you the story about McCartney calling up George Harrison, who was going to see Michael Jackson with Uri Geller, and he told McCartney told Harrison, if you see Michael Jackson, I'll never talk to you again, because the Michael Jackson purchase of the Sony catalog of Beatles music really set them on their end. And so now there's some news about other things in the Jackson estate, releasing a statement yesterday saying it didn't sanction two upcoming Michael Jackson projects, one by Lifetime and the other by Netflix. At the same time, they indicated they have several unannounced Jackson projects. This guy is like Elvis. More money coming into the estate now than was the case when he was alive. And there's just tens of millions of dollars every year. Last week, Lifetime released a trailer for a movie called Michael Jackson Searching for Neverland, based on Remember the Time Protecting Michael Jackson in His Final Days, which was a book from a couple of years ago, written by his bodyguards. Jackson impersonator, what's this guy's name? Navi? I don't know. Who's that? Anybody know?
I don't know a Michael Jackson impersonator.
Right. No.
Anyway.
Why would you ever think that you would get away with that, though? Like, if you make a Michael Jackson movie without authorization from Michael Jackson's family, like, they're going to hear about it. It's going to be a pretty big thing. Yeah. You're probably not going to get
and
away with
gonna
it.
And they're going to want their cut.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Probably healthy.
That's probably the only reason, you're right, Jennifer, that there's any oof about it at all, because these people, Netflix and Lifetime, haven't given any money. I would think there'd be some kind of copyright. I mean, the guy's image is copyrighted. So they must, well, anyway, it'll be interesting to see what comes out when they actually put these ideas together. 28 past the hour.
How to speak differently and why you should. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Language drives relationships. Truthfully, it even drives culture. Language is much more profoundly important than you might know. When you speak using extreme words, such as always and never, you tend to elicit the fight or flight response of others. When you use neutral or accurate descriptors, however, you seem to have a significantly better chance at communicating effectively. How you speak to others is up to you. But be mindful that speaking accurately generally equates to actually being heard. To be more mindful about the way you communicate, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of Opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, one with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Now, on the Wednesday, already Wednesday, DJD experience, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, with Kara Schillen in the focus, pushing buttons, looking at those beautiful, let's see, there's red, there's green, there's blue. What are the colors we got? Purple on the board, orange.
I've got all the colors yellow of the rainbow.
Really?
Yeah.
How swell is that?
It makes up for it being really dreary and gross outside.
Right, it's really, you're right about that. We have New York's probably the same way, right, Victoria? New York, Boston,
yeah.
The corridor has
it's cold rain and rainy.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like the last week of May.
No.
But then Jennifer will be happy to tell you, it's beautiful.
And 1,000 degrees.
That's right.
99 in
hot
when I was driving home yesterday.
Oh, hot. That's so nice.
Way
hot.
Too hot.
No.
Basking in the sun.
This is the time of year, though. You guys can probably hear, and I was gone a little bit last week fighting this cold, or actually succumbing to this cold. This is the hardest time of year, I think, to be sick, because one day it's 99 degrees as you're driving home from work, and then like on Friday it's supposed to be 60.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's just
that's what's going on here.
Up and down.
Last week when I flew to New York to Los Angeles, what, Thursday night? Yeah, I got on the plane in Boston, it was 93. I got off the plane in Los Angeles, it was 73, and then it got up to 90 while I was there on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and now it's still warm, but we're down to, I think it was, it's 52 now here outside the, over at the barn. I can see the thermometer from here, 52, getting up to 70 today, in the 70s, but in the 50s on Thursday and more rain. It just, however, we have good things. Memorial Day weekend. We'll do this program live next Monday, as usually is the case on holidays. So if you're ramping up, a lot of people are actually getting ready to go away today. This is the first sort of time, and the reason I talk about the weather is because this is the time people are getting into that mood. All right, let's travel. Let's go places. Let's enjoy the beautiful scenery.
First weekend of summer, right? It's unofficially the
unofficially,
start of summer.
Yep. So the farm opens this weekend. We'll do a lot of Twitter work on that. We'll have some things, Victoria, that we can post on the DJV site about activities at the farm. It's the first time in 2 years that the farm has seen activity, people visiting. The cows are anticipating. I was talking to her a little. I actually named Kara. I named a cow after you. There's a cow named Kara.
Isn't that nice?
A picture. Actually, you know what?
Thank you.
I had a Jennifer, and I've got to get a Victoria as well. We haven't
what
had
happened
last
to Jennifer? Is Jennifer a hamburger yet? sort of how I feel some days.
Jennifer is alive and well and living in Pennsylvania, as a matter of fact, with lots of other girls that came from the farm. But
so
we're
you
do,
sold me, essentially.
I did, yes. I sold you to sleep.
Well, then I think it's time for another.
Okay, so we'll get you another one. We'll take pictures of all of them and put names with them and post them at the Eastley Farm website. There's a lot of excitement. Actually, did we do that? You could probably attach the Eastley Farm website to the Facebook page, right? Is there?
We
have
actually the link. Eastley, yeah.
Do we? Did we? Okay, good. I guess for the heck of it, people like to see what's going on the farm. I always have heard that from people over the years who think one of the nicest things about me and this program is my continuing stories. And people have said they've missed it the last couple of years, stories about the farm. And that's because I have sort of just, I ran away from it because of what was going on. I just didn't feel I wasn't in it anymore. I wasn't there, but I have drifted back to it because it's so much a part of me. And that's why there's more activity. We're going to have ice cream. We have a food truck. And there's a craft store that I've opened on the farm. And a flea market on the weekend. And a farmer's market. And tours
of the
farm.
You're finally selling your fleas, huh?
Yes, right. The fleas are for sale. And they're cheap, Jennifer.
I know.
Big deal. Let me sort of
buy
rewind.
One, get thousands for
yes,
free.
Yes, right. Buy one and get a bucket full of manure with the flea. Oh, that'd be a good promotion, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen to this city girl. Oh, yeah. That's the city girl. I want to go back for a second, if I may, to the conversation about what was happening in Manchester and what we do about it, how we proceed, how we think, how we act. And this is with the knowledge of what's going on in our country. Think about this. As an American, think about this. Last year, there were over 600,000 visa holders who became undocumented immigrants. This is a report from Department of Homeland Security. Estimates that this many 600,000 visa holders stayed in our country after their visas expired. That's 1%. Of the 50 million visa visitors who were expected to come and go last year. You think about that as well. 50 million people visited our country last year from other countries. And some don't have to, actually more than that, because some countries don't have to have a visa to get in here from other countries. But think about the fact that 500,000 or more stayed. They just melted into the landscape. And are any of them bad people? I don't know. It's pretty, we worry about people that come here legally. Coming with a visa is legal. So in a way, it kind of gave me cause to think, Victoria, when I saw this, about how much fuss and muss there is regarding immigration. All these people coming here illegally. But we've never really thought, or I haven't really. I actually really haven't thought about this at all until this was put in front of my face. The fact that people who come here like this legally just stay
That's way more than people jumping over a wall.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's kind of the point, isn't it?
Yeah.
In a sense, what did you start to say, Jen?
I mean, the people jumping over a wall, I think, have already jumped and they're already here. So that number has started to decline. But the visa overstays are a real problem. And I don't understand how it is the problem that it is. Because think about what the government can track. Think about how they can pinpoint certain things. Yet it seems like once the door is open, these people kind of come in and then they just disappear.
Is this just not
true? I mean,
how do
I don't
you
know if it's all
people,
bad
though?
Management, but I think it is some bad management. I think that there is there has to be a way for them to do check-ins or something.
I'm just thinking, like, except for getting arrested, maybe, or getting pulled over, if you've stayed past your visa expiration, what incident would happen that would put you...
An accident? I know somebody.
Yeah, it must be a crime, right? But then we still hear about people who are illegal immigrants who commit crimes. So, in what instance could you get busted and someone says, "Okay, well, you've got to go because your visa expired," or do they give you a grace period to fix it? Or like, I don't know what that process is, but obviously somewhere in that process is the problem.
Yeah, well, there is a problem, and obviously they have trouble tracking land-based visa visitors. And so they come and they stay and never fly
anywhere.
Yeah, they don't go anywhere. They don't get a driver's license. I know one, the landscaper who parks his vehicles on the farm, had a kid, that worked for them, and he was illegal, turns out, and he was in an accident, and he ran into a mother and a daughter crossing the street, and he ran from the accident. And was found and deported. But I wondered, because you hear so many times the people that go and are, deported, they come back again. Mm-hmm. And so there's no real penalty. And here, if he was an American citizen and had run into these people, he'd be prosecuted and probably spend some time in jail or have to face some kind of, wouldn't you have to... Some kind of consequence for doing that? The people never really got hurt badly, but there's a lot of drama around all of this stuff. Maybe, as we said in the last half hour, Victoria, it's the sign of the times. Mm. It is, how do you get around it? Take a deep breath. The other thing, flushing around here, thinking about the things that nobody else probably will talk about much today. How many of you saw the story about what happened in Indonesia yesterday?
I did not. I didn't.
If you check this out, there were thousands of Indonesians. Remember how they run their country, and we in places like Singapore and Indonesia. They're very conservative, and I don't like to use that word because it comes across as being negative. Let's just say backward ways of thinking according to us. So the Indonesians yesterday put on display in their capital city two men who were gay, and they caned them for having gay sex. Ugh. 82 lashings of peace handed down by an Islamic court that said the pair was found in bed together. And so when you think about that and you think about the politically correct view that we have in this country of those who are of the Islamic faith, and I don't have a problem with that. I think everybody needs to study or do their own thing. But then my sister actually sent me a letter that I remember seeing a year or so ago, and I wonder how many of you remember. My sister is a flight attendant for Delta, and they were passing around yesterday a letter, and see if you don't remember. This was a pilot's response to a Muslim doctor's complaint. Wasn't that around a year or so ago? Do you remember this? There were comments from Canadian and British sources. The pilot... his name was Captain John Manesco, and he flies for American. He had been on duty and in a plane on 9/11. And so He wrote this letter, which focuses on Arabs and Muslims and what they did on September 11th, and then what they have done or haven't done about the kinds of things that are being done by Arabs and Muslims in the world today. They hate the prejudice and the terrorism, again, making reference. Maybe this surfaced yesterday because of what happened in Manchester. And he writes, I want to know, I demand to know, and have a right to know whether or not you love America. Do you, if you're in this country, as legal citizens, as Muslims, do you pledge allegiance to the flag? Do you proudly display it in your house? Do you pray in your many daily prayers that Allah will bless our nation, that he'll protect it and let it prosper? The letter goes on to suggest that there ought to be more activity on the part of Arab Muslim Americans to show their interest, if they are American citizens, in what they feel good or what they do to show their support for our country that has taken them in. And do they condemn the unprovoked attacks is a question that comes up, and that kind of stuff. I mean, we've had these conversations sort of before as to whether or not the Arabs or the Muslims do enough to show or kind of what strikes me, and I go back to what Jennifer and Victoria were saying a few minutes ago about being on guard. If you see a Muslim or you know there's a Muslim around you, you do feel differently. You do. I mean, that's part of. That's
I don't.
Me
I can't.
Is.
I can't. I don't.
Yeah. Well, I do.
I mean, I'm in. That's fine. But I'm just saying, don't. I don't want anyone speaking for me. I don't. I have Muslim friends, and I live in New York City, and there are Muslims all around me, so I don't.
Okay. Well, then you have a different point of view. I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that there are a lot of people when, if they know there's a Muslim around, and even if I take, excuse me, take myself out of it. It's that there's a thought that there's, I would be a hypocrite if I didn't say that if I know there's a Muslim around me that I think, I don't know what I think, but I think differently about being close to a Muslim. And I didn't say it was good or bad, and my daughter would probably say the same thing to me that you just said to me. But that doesn't mean that
but
I
that
have
just
to,
means that we have different experiences,
yeah,
maybe.
Right.
I agree with that. There's nothing good or bad. I mean, it's not great to see someone and just identify an entire group and feel differently about it. That's like some people feel differently when they're next to a black person still.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
That happens.
Right.
It's not right, but it happens.
And it flies in the face of what I say about diversity, too, Victoria. I am one who proclaims a great desire to share with lots of different people and different kinds. I love diversity, but I am uncomfortable if I know somebody, and I don't know whether it may not be whether they're Arab or Muslim, because they're not necessarily one and the same.
No, not at all.
My son and daughter's step brother is a Muslim, and he runs a Muslim school in Atlanta, the same age as Brendan, and they hadn't seen each other for years, and they saw each other a few months ago and had a great connection. But he, when he was in college, converted to Muslim, married to a Muslim woman, have kids that bring up the Muslim faith. And no matter what, it takes you back. And it's because the people who have violated what would be otherwise a good religion have put in the minds of everybody that, you know, that all folks who are Muslims are bad. Of course, that's ridiculous. That's nonsense. But yet, it's what a lot of people think. Food for thought. 10 before.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right
right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time. Let's be mindful of what's going on. That'll be my word for the day, ladies. Be mindful. There are a number of things. Amazon is in the technology news today, as is Instagram. So Victoria's going to get to that in a matter of moments after I focus on the sponsorship of this segment. The folks at ZipRecruiter, who can post the job opportunity, the job offering you have, to hundreds of job sites, and they only have to use, it's just one click. You go to them, use ZipRecruiter.com/DJB free, and you put the job and you click once, and then they post it using the powerful technology they have. They post it efficiently everywhere. It matches the right people to your job better than anybody else that's doing this, and you're getting a pool of people from all around the country. That's what makes ZipRecruiter so different. There are other job sites. You can do this elsewhere. But the folks at ZipRecruiter do not depend on candidates finding you. They go find them. 80% of the jobs listed on ZipRecruiter get qualified candidates in a day. So you don't have to mess around with emails and calls to your office. Just use one place. Manage the candidates at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You got a business, no matter what size the business, you ought to be using ZipRecruiter. All people are qualified that will come to you by ZipRecruiter.com. You don't have to qualify them. ZipRecruiter.com will qualify them. So take advantage of this free opportunity. Right now, if you're posting a job, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so Victoria, what Instagram is something that I'm just sort of becoming familiar with. I know you guys chuckle at me. But I have, actually, I went to, my children have Instagram accounts, and so I was looking at them. And one of the things Brendan and I were talking about this weekend was, I was looking for a meaning in the way the pictures. Aren't there usually themes to Instagram posts, or is it just whatever?
No, it's any picture you want. So it could just be a picture of, you know, you and Miles together, and that's it. Yeah, there's no theme or organization or anything. It's only, in, when you look at your Instagram feed, only the people that you follow will be there. There are some ads thrown in that are targeted at you, but other than that, it's only the stuff that, you know, the people that you want to see.
Ah. All right, so why is this not good? The theme here is a study that suggests Instagram isn't good for people.
Well, it's, yeah, there's a new study out that says essentially it's not good for young people's mental health. A public health education group in England said that they took a look at the five major social media sites and how it impacts things like anxiety, depression, and body image. YouTube, interestingly, was the only site that young people said actually had a net positive impact on their health.
Really?
Yeah, that's, I don't know what the reasoning for that could be, but they reported Instagram on the other end had the most negative average impact on well-being. Those who were surveyed said that Instagram made them feel worse about their body image, and it led to a lack of sleep and increased FOMO, which is fear of missing out. The researchers say studies like this are important as social media becomes more and more popular. A study in 2012, actually, which is probably more prevalent today, found that social media is harder to resist for young people than cigarettes and alcohol. Which is true. Well, you see people, you know, they can't get off their phones, but they can ignore cigarettes and they can not drink. So there is some good news, though. Social media actually has helped young people build communities of emotional support in certain circumstances, and it helps them be more comfortable expressing themselves and maintaining relationships. So I get the Instagram thing, though. Sometimes when you're feeling a little down about yourself and you're looking at everyone on either, you know, vacation or in sending a selfie and they look great, or especially for younger girls, if you're looking at a Kardashian or someone famous with a perfect body in a bathing suit, it can affect your self-esteem, for sure.
All right. This is wedding season, as I hear one of the people on our program is getting married. You guys hear that? Somebody's getting married here? I'm getting married in the summer.
Yeah.
And Amazon wants in on all the money that comes from the wedding industry. How are they looking to do that?
Well, you know, the wedding industry is a $300 billion industry.
Wow.
$55 billion of that is just the United States.
Right.
So in the past, Etsy has been the corner. They've had the corner on the market of DIY wedding favors and little kitschy things that help make a wedding more unique. So Amazon has launched their own wedding shop. It's not nearly as big as Etsy yet. But there are a few advantages to the new Amazon shop. They have different categories, so you can search by beach, vineyard, or garden for your wedding style. And they have a color palette you can search by. And, of course, if you're a Prime member, you get free shipping, and Etsy can't provide that. So,
all right, so all that's much money in the wedding industry. How much money is there in the divorce business?
Not nearly as much.
No. Depends on what comes out the other end, I suppose.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.